Thank you for calling Denny's. Press any key to receive a text from us, or stay on the line, and we will answer your call as soon as we can.
Thank you for calling Denny's. This is Misty.
Misty!
Oh my gosh, Garrett. Hi.
You guys aren't going to be free of me.
Not good. Don't worry.
Japanese, dirty knees. Look at these.
Chinese.
I missed it. I have a question.
Yeah.
And I'm really just calling because I'm like, I just talked to you guys. I have a client in Pennsylvania. Who's really struggling for a 24, 22 karat gold lobster claw. Who would you call? He's like, I've exhausted my network, which includes some crackheads in Philly.
I would ask my goldsmith, because he's Russian.
Bruski goldsmith.
Yeah, you'll love him. I love him so much. He's
Do you
so
say Ya Lublu Tebya or Ya Tebya Lublu?
No, I don't know. Give me some more words to say to him.
Ya Tebya Lublu means I love you.
Oh, I don't want to do that. Then he'll want to hug
say,
and touch.
Okay, so just walk up to him and say, Kakdila.
Is that bitch?
No, Sukas bitch. Kakdila.
Kakdila?
Kakdila. It means how are you?
Oh.
Kakdila, or Što znacit?
Što znacit?
What's new?
Što znacit?
Or you could really like, you know, Pasho nachui. That means go fuck. Pasho. Just tell him. Oh, man, if you just left going, hey, Pasho. If you said it like that, Pasho.
How do you spell it?
Like, well, Cyrillic?
Phonetically.
Phonetically, P-A-S-H-O-L-E, Pashol.
P-A-S-H-O-L-E,
if you can,
Pashol.
Well, you know you're going to be swearing at him, right? Pashol.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, all of that means go fuck yourself?
Well, it's like fuck yourself. It's abbreviated, Pashol. Like, possibly means like to go, but like Pashol Nachri means go fuck yourself.
Okay.
Pashol.
Pashol.
Or if he's ever... If you're ever, like, saying goodbye to him,
mm-hmm.
and, like, or he's just talking and you really want to walk away, just say, new Ladna. That's a good one. New Ladna. Oh, well. All right.
New Ladna.
New Ladna.
New Ladna.
Yeah,
oh,
perfect.
Well.
Alichna. Oh, well. New Ladna.
Oh.
Anyway. It's like saying anyways. Or, all right, last one. Because it's an easy one. It's a fun one to say.
No. Okay.
Paka paka.
Oh, gosh.
Paka paka.
What, is that a B?
P, as in Paul. P-O-C-K-A, P-O-C-K-A. But it's like two. It's like paka means, it's like bye-bye. Goodbye.
Paka paka.
Yeah. Paka paka.
Okay.
Paka paka.
Paka paka.
Oh, man. Anyway, you've been no help, but I'm glad I've...
Well, no, I thought I was going to help you.
Oh,
what kind of lobster? Yeah.
I don't know. He just said 24 to 22 carat lobster claw. I know it's ridiculous, but it's going on a 24 carat big-ass bracelet. Do you know
so he needs a big size.
Yeah. Do you know anyone, even another retailer I can call and beg that might be able to help me out?
Do you have
Joel is the man.
Source or have 22 or 24?
Yeah.
Okay. Yellow? I'm guessing obviously, duh.
Yeah. Ideal size, I can give you, it's like an extra large. It'll be expensive, but yellow gold, right? Yeah, if it's duh, because it's...
Yeah, that's why I said God, too.
Delete. Delete. Undo send. Undo send. There we go.
He's gonna think I'm a. He's gonna think I'm a pashol.
A pashol.
Pashol.
Сука, блядь.
Сука,
блядь. Сука, блядь. It's like it's kind of like damn bitch. Сука, блядь. He's saying 13.5 by 5.25. That is big.
Yeah.
I think I have a swivel in a tackle box at home it's that big. We could just use that.
Yep.
Map
swivel. I'll say 13.5 millimeter ish.
Yeah, okay. 13.5. Yeah, you'd be a rock star. Joel's one of my favorite people. His photo that he shares, like when you go to text him, is literally him chugging a glass of red wine holding a rooster.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a goofball, but he's one of the sweetest people, and he and his wife run a small
shop. What's his store name?
It's Vincent and Company.
That's my kid's name.
Vincent's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Vincent and Company Fine Jewelers. They're small, but like they're a sweet store. Their customer service is excellent, and they're doing
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, Saturday, 10 until 2.
Burning the hours.
Sunday closed, but always online. I like how they say complimentary custom design.
Right. No, that's not.
Yeah.
You're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
But awesome. Well, shoot me a text. You got my cell, right?
I will. Yep,
and
I do.
I'll make a couple. I really appreciate you asking him, though. Oh, he already got back to you?
He's calling me.
Привет.
Paka.
No, he's just a goodbye.
I'm just kidding, Felix. How are you? It's a 22 carat. My diamond guy is on the other phone, and it's for his jeweler friend in Pennsylvania, and he's exhausted all of his resources. And I said, well, let me call my guy. Mm-hmm. 13.5-ish. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Paka. He's going to let me know in a few minutes.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, homie.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot me a call.
Hi, homie.
And hopefully we sell, you already sold the one set of studs. I never got to thank you for it, the 3K.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. Thanks for letting us have them here.
High five. And then we'll sell another set of 4 or 5 carats on Saturday. Is that your customer?
Yeah, he's everybody's customer, me and Nick.
Well, that's
basically, they came in as a couple, and they didn't have I don't even know what they came in for. Actually, to look at diamond earrings, and we just happen to have those threes, but not big enough. But we've done it. We did an appraisal for her probably 4 years ago, and that's it. And I noticed on our podium that we've been sending her messages like, happy anniversary, Sparkle Club, yada, yada, yada. So it must have stayed in the back of her mind, you know?
These things work. These things are effective for a reason, right? I mean, that's kind of how I am, too. Like, every now and then, I'll sift through, like, my junk mail. And as a matter of fact, during the pandemic, a trash spam email saved us a shit ton of money on our car insurance. It was a refinancing email for my mortgage broker.
Uh-huh.
Who I told him, it's kind of crazy to me. He was like, hey, by the way, it's a pandemic, and mortgages or banks are really trying to sell mortgages. So, I went from a 30-year to a 15-year, didn't increase my monthly mortgage, and reduced my I've been losing words lately. My interest rate. So, cut my mortgage in half. I know, I think it increased it by like $200 a month or something. But it was a spam email, and I was like, oh, no shit. I'll do this. This is great. So ever since then, I haven't found an opportunity like that yet. But I look through, and that's also how I kind of sometimes make impulse purchases. So I'm the reason why those types of marketing techniques exist.
Yeah.
Especially if I've had a couple drinks. stuff.
Yep,
happens.
Feeling good.
Shit just starts showing up to the house. Garrett, what did you order?
Oh, I know.
You know
the late night stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I know it.
They
yeah.
Make it too, they make it too easy.
They, it's ridiculous. I've purchased way too much shit that just doesn't even fit me.
Oh,
so.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, buying clothes online is tough. That's why all my stuff is custom.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah, well, you don't have kids.
No.
You don't have to spend $200 a weekend on a hotel to go to fucking soccer tournaments when gas is $6.16.
No one has made the right argument for me yet that kids are worth it.
No, why would they? I
oh,
mean,
are
they
girls.
Are.
There
they
are
no, they're your legacy, and if you're a good person, you should have children to teach them good things because we need more good people in the world. We don't need idiocracy. You
well,
know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm a shit person, so you
you're
know,
not.
Well, the thing here's the thing: smart people don't have kids. So
I know. No.
Not enough of them, right? Not enough of them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
My wife is currently on the D.C. 8th grade field trip, and she also has about 30 reasons why we don't have children. But
I bet.
Oh, it's a nightmare. I don't know why she does
it. Sarah's daughter is doing that. Did she tell you?
No. Is she on it now, or is it this year?
I think it's next year.
Oh, man. It's something every kid should do, I think. As a matter of fact, I'm helping raise some money for a couple of her students that are going to their senior trip, but she teaches in a very poor district out in the country,
so not
everyone has the same means to get to
these
things, so I like to help out when I can.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Hey, listen, I'm part of the village. It takes a village, right?
It does, and if you're not going to have them, you might as well help them.
Right, 100%, and then I can send them back to their crazy-ass parents.
They are crazy.
Yeah. But,
sure.
All right, homie. Shoot me a text. I really appreciate you looking in
for me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Thanks.
Bye. Bye.